For North State Public Radio News, I'm Mark Albert. It's again time for our weekly check-in with representatives from agencies repairing damage left by the campfire. Joining us, Paradise spokeswoman Colette Curtis, Casey Hatcher, Butte County's Deputy Chief Administrative Officer, and for the first time, Charles Brooks, Executive Director of the nonprofit Rebuild Paradise. This week, Colette Curtis starts us off with a quick look at the pace of building permit applications.
To date, we have received 740 rebuild applications, and 36 homes have been completed.
Colette, I understand dotting all the bureaucratic I's and crossing all the T's is about to get more straightforward and hopefully easier. The brand new Building Resiliency Center at 6295 Skyway opens Monday.
Not only will our building department be located there, Butte County will also have a satellite office for their building department. We also will have a representative from PID several days a week. And of course, we'll have our housing advocates there as well, who sit down with folks who are rebuilding and go through their finances, their plan, the building checklist, to really make that process as easy as possible. But these are experts, and they can really help that process for someone who has never done anything like build a house before. We also will have PG&E representatives available, the Butte County Fire Safe Council available. We expect to have an insurance resource to help with some insurance questions and consultations on working through insurance issues. Starting Monday, it'll be open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Come by and see us. We can't wait to meet with you there. We're going to have a lot more space, so you won't find the long lines that we've had at Town Hall.
For county residents who have been visiting the community room at the Butte County Library in Paradise to see the building services with the county, they can now go to that brick starting Mondays.
And thanks for that point, Casey. I also should mention that Town Hall will be closed on Friday, January 24th. That includes the building department. We will be closed as we move. Just come see us at the brick on Monday.
One thing that will continue at the Butte County Library location in Paradise is the collection center for the right of entry forms or the inspection access forms for the hazard tree removal programs. The deadline has been extended to February 21st. We just remind people that they have to enroll in one of the two programs. There's folks in those centers who can answer questions. They can call 530-552-3030 to get any questions answered that they have about the programs or any of the forms and get those submitted.
Speaking of trees, Casey, I'm guessing we're still awaiting a breakthrough regarding dead or stricken trees that could fall onto private property.
We're still waiting to hear about eligibility on those, and we hope to have something to announce to the public soon. We understand the state is close to releasing the bid documents for the tree removal contractors, and they have indicated that they think they'll have kind of boots on the ground to remove trees starting in February.
That's, of course, for hazard trees endangering a public right-of-way. Casey, it's probably too soon, but have building code changes impacted the pace of applications?
We also continue to see a lot of activity in building permits in the county area. About 275 permits have been applied for rebuilding, and almost 100 of those came in December, which was not particularly surprising given that the code changes at the end of the year. But our building staff are certainly busy working through all of those permits. So plan checks at about 3 or 4 weeks right now in the county, but we anticipate that will bump back down to about 2 weeks once they get through a bunch of those permits that came in December. And we're encouraged and excited to see the building activity.
Joining us now for the first time, Charles Brooks, Executive Director of the Rebuild Paradise Foundation, a nonprofit organization. Charles, your group is sort of building on the town and county's efforts to streamline building, but taking it a step further. Can you share some details about the end goal?
We are going to have a residential floor plan library that's going to be coming online later this winter. We've been working with architects and engineers and designers to start submitting floor plans that will be master planned to the standards of the County of Butte and also to the Town of Paradise. Residents will have the ability through an online portal to be able to go on, look at those plans, and if they might fit with what they want to do with their property, they will be able to access those and get connected with the design professionals that have put those together. All of these design professionals have donated those free of charge as far as the design work itself. There will be a little bit of cost to get a site plan done for your property, but the master planning has taken care of a lot of the plan review fees and also a lot of the design fees ahead of time.
Charles, how did your organization identify that as a priority? How much of a hurdle is it having to come up with individual custom plans, and how much of a cost savings could it potentially be?
So a lot of this kind of came out of our own personal situation. My family and I, we, like so many others, were affected by the campfire, and we've been going through the design process on our own home. And it's a mental exercise. It's a cost exercise, and it can be anywhere from $5,000 to $15,000, depending on the home that you design.
So it gets someone closer to making a decision, and it can also potentially save them a tremendous amount of money, as well as take several, I imagine, months off of the timeline.
Correct. Yeah, the timeline to start with an idea, go through that process, and then finally get to plans that are ready to submit, and then go through the plan review process and everything else. A lot of that is going to be streamlined through this. The neat thing is California State University Chico and their interior architecture design program is going to be putting out 5 sets of plans. And one of the things that the design students, after the plans are released this spring, are going to be working on is suggested finishes and color palettes to help people, because that's another thing that can be so challenging. So if we have some options for some of these plans where people can look and say, I like that color combination, or I like that flooring. And then we also have some local vendors that are interested in putting together some appliance packages and flooring packages to give people some ideas of pricing. That's all to come in time as this rolls out, but ideas that have been talked about to just help people with that part of the process.
I also understand you're administering some financial aid.
Later in February, we're going to be releasing grants for people to help with some of the pre-construction costs. And it's going to be covering things like your access to water. There'll be up to $1,000 reimbursement for that once you submit for a building permit application. And we're going to be offering up to $1,000 for a survey reimbursement, and also up to $2,000 for architectural and engineering costs.
Do you have any ballpark figure on what the qualification level will be?
We're still finalizing. A lot of it is funder driven as far as our requirements. So that will all come out with marketing that we have in the future. And I'm happy to come back and share what that looks like. And finally, the Upper Ridge Community Council is hosting a information session on insurance. United Policyholders, the Insurance Commissioner's Office, California Fair Plan, and ourselves will all be doing presentations on insurance availability, insurance policies, and a bunch of other things. So if there are listeners out there who are having concerns anywhere in the county, not just fire affected, but challenges with insurance, I would encourage you to come to that meeting. And if you just want a basic understanding of how your homeowner's policy may work, there's going to be a lot of good information on that, and especially for people that are dealing with trying to get insurance now, or they might be being dropped.
Charles, that's on Thursday the 30th, and that's in Magalia.
Correct.
What's the exact time?
It's 6 to 8 p.m., and it's at the Seventh-day Adventist Church in Magalia.
That was Charles Brooks, Executive Director of the Rebuild Paradise Foundation, Butte County Deputy Chief Administrative Officer Casey Hatcher, and Colette Curtis, Spokeswoman for the Town of Paradise. For NSPR News, I'm Mark Albert.